Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was talking to my friend Alex Ovechkin the other day. He was complaining about the temperature of the guest rooms at the Kremlin. And I said, you know, I never have that problem because I call Care Heating and Cooling. And he said they don't have Care Heating and Cooling in Russia. He also said all the McDonald's closed. And I said, well, stop invading other countries. You won't have this problem. And then he laughed and laughed, and Putin picked up the extension. Luckily, Care Heating and Cooling exists in America, so call them. And they take cash money, not rubles. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.co.russia. No.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. It was time for Ohio State to be featured at the Big Ten Media Day interviews in Chicago. Head coach Ryan Day saying they've got to prove himself every day.
But we have had a great summer. But what matters is what we're going to do with that. And what Mick Marotti and his staff do during the summer is the backbone of our program. But our players also know all that matters is what we put on the field.
Bengals and Browns both started training camp today. At Bengals camp, defensive end Shamar Stewart carted off the field with an apparent leg injury. The Browns and safety Grant Delpit reached agreement on a 3-year, $48 million contract extension. Cleveland Guardians at Cincinnati to meet the Reds tonight. Columbus Clippers at home with Toledo. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
It is a good, clean Wednesday. That means we read your emails today when we remember. Nothing's off limits. Good, clean boy at gmail.com. How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Got a big program today. Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran live from Chicago. Big Ten Media Days coming up at 3:30. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30.
A little bit on the front there with the Columbus Blue Jackets today.
Yep. Got some news that they're going to simulcast Steve Mears and Jody on the radio.
I hate this for people that aren't, you know, going to have jobs going forward. We just talked about this last week. When we were breaking down Tom Dundon, I mentioned how the Hurricanes already did this move like 5 years ago. And if you're losing millions, if your regional sports network is falling apart, think about that. The money that you lose, and also maybe money that's not even going to be paid, that's owed to you. Like in the Reds case, right? Weren't they owed tens of millions, or it was more than a chunk of change?
Yeah, I don't know if they got it.
No, I don't think you do. What are you going to pay? If those companies are bankrupt, what are they going to give? You essentially go to the courts and say, I'd pay if we had any money, but we don't.
The shadow company that's been set up doesn't have any money. Sinclair, who owns all of that, they have money.
They've got money.
Right.
But do they want to just give it away?
But they didn't file for bankruptcy.
No.
The shadow company that they set up filed for bankruptcy.
But
it's a big scam, Timmy.
It's all a scam, and I don't know how really any of it works, but you got your teams out there like the Dodgers that a lot of people in baseball will point to. Like, they get to reap the benefits from a regional sports deal that they don't have to share. You got revenue
Not
sharing,
yet.
But they don't have to share that. And maybe that changes because
that'll change with the CBA.
The leagues have been taking over a lot in a lot of different sports, right? Basketball, the Nuggets have gone through this, the Padres, Guards, Reds, so many in baseball now, and now you're seeing it in hockey. I don't know. Like, we talk about trends and, you know, we've done it with college football with what NIL has changed. Maybe in 10 years' time, half of the other big three American sports, baseball, basketball, hockey, are doing simulcast broadcasts just to save money. And, you know, you'll have to tinker. You'll have to adjust how, I guess, you do it for the TV side, so it plays for both.
You're not saving that much money.
Not that much.
I want to break some news for people. Bob McElligott was not living in a $1 million house.
Yeah.
All right? You're not paying that much money for radio broadcasts.
Well, how do you know Bob didn't have a fantastic, you know, portfolio?
Well, maybe he did. You're right. Maybe he's playing the markets. I don't know.
He could be. He's an industrious
fellow.
So
we'll still have the games for you here on The Fan. It's just that we're going to do simulcast with television. And Mears and Jody Shelley, they're going to have to change the way they call the game, because now they're going to be aware that they're on radio as well as television. They have to adjust their style. So nothing changes. We'll still have the games here for you here on The Fan, but it'll sound a little bit different.
Yeah. And in ways, I guess, you know, when you listen to the radio broadcast, quality-wise, it's usually pretty good, like with where they're positioned in an arena. I mean, we're not one of these teams that wasn't traveling to the road games. That has been going on. Weren't the Maple Leafs trying to do that even after the pandemic?
Yep.
Until they got shamed back to, you're the Maple Leafs? Go on the road?
I think it was the playoffs. And they finally said, okay, all right. I guess we will.
But, I mean, you know what I mean. There's something about a professionally done TV broadcast that just sound-wise has a little bit of pop compared to a radio broadcast. I'm intrigued as to what this will sound like and if there's going to be things that have us scratching our head as we listen to them, or if this is going to be pretty seamless when the changes happen.
Today's the first day of the fair. So
how about that?
If you're out there, enjoying yourself.
You went up to get a drink, but Devere Posey, you know, he's got like this new gig. I'm not entirely sure what Devere's new job title is, but his connection with, you know, his former coach, Jim Tressel, and what Tress is doing in the state of Ohio. He's like going around the state now, and part of his new job has him kind of pumping up the fair, because that's kind of the big thing in the state of Ohio right now.
That's Devere's job?
Devere's job is pumping up the fair.
Pumping up the fair.
I don't know like what the job is. I think he wants to go around to different schools in the state and, you know, get participation in the fitness program. Isn't Tress pushing some kind of state fitness program?
He is.
So I think some of it's got to do with that.
Well, it's the presidential fitness program, right?
But it's just the Ohio fitness program.
Who the hell knows? I don't know.
We got to make sure that our V-sit reach is still top-notch. And that shuttle run. And for you, buddy.
Shuttlecock.
The shuttlecock and the pull-ups.
Oh, I got the pull-ups and the down chin-ups. Pat, baby.
Oh, yeah. I got them down pat. But anyway, Devere was out of the fair. He brought in an elephant ear. Not a funnel cake. An elephant ear.
It's still delicious.
Very delicious.
It's deep-fried dough that has sugar on it.
I know you'll say no because people have like ripped it apart.
No,
but there's
no. I don't want something that someone's handled.
How you how are you supposed to do an elephant ear though? When you buy one at the fair and you're with a group of people,
you don't. You bring in multiple elephant ears.
Well, no, but I'm saying when you go to the fair, like I'm with you generally.
When you're with your family, okay.
You just rip it up.
Coworkers, I don't want you taking your big meaty paws and ripping me off a piece of elephant ear.
Well,
it's disgusting.
Well, that's what happened to it. Devere took a chunk, and then I took a couple of bites, left it at that.
Timmy,
Mikey,
got some sad news for you. LIV Golf is officially canceling their season finale.
Oh, it's done.
In Michigan, it's done. And
it's done. Bye-bye, LIV.
Our guy, Jack Nicklaus. He hates LIV with the white-hot intensity of 1,000 suns. And Jack was so happy to hear the news today that he wrote a song.
No.
And he performed it himself. Would you like to hear? Teddy, would you like to hear Jack's song?
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a listen.
Yeah.
To go. Jack Nicklaus's creation now that Liv is looks like they're dead.
Players with washed up fame thought they changed the game. At DJ booth, velvet smoke, but the fans saw through the joke. Thought they'd blow the game to bits. Horny Phil said, show your tits. Dustin Johnson cashed his check. Cameron Smith said, what the heck? The fans saw through your disguise. Go ahead and tell your little lies. Your little kingdom hit the floor, and the Saudis hit the door. Say goodbye, say goodbye. Liv is gone, about to die. Say goodbye, say goodbye. John Rom just wants to cry. Say goodbye, say goodbye. The only game you couldn't buy. Say goodbye, say goodbye. Liv is gone, about to die. Bryson's choking on his tears, a punchline for all his peers. Patrick Reed is kinda fat, Rory didn't fall for that. TV networks took a pass, Greg Norman landed on his ass. It's a miracle you lasted this long. I hope you losers like my song. The fans saw through your disguise. Go ahead and tell your little lies. Your little kingdom hit the floor, and the Saudis hit the door.
Say goodbye, say goodbye.
You like my song there, Timmy?
Say goodbye, say goodbye.
You like
Liv
my song,
is gone,
Timmy?
About to die.
Yeah, your voice has got kind of raspy in that.
Well, you know, I was singing. I can't do it like I'm talking.
Jack, I was wondering if there'd been a lot of sex, drugs, and rock and roll leading up to the recording of that song, because you sounded a little strained.
Well, I'm singing.
I know. It was a nice song.
Say goodbye.
Liv is gone, about to die. I love it.
I can do the live version for you later.
You had two verses, a good chorus line. You had the chanting. Beautiful song, Jack. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I'm glad to see it dead, too.
Bye-bye.
Where do you think Phil's going to be?
I don't know. On Maury with paternity suits?
No, I don't even think he'd show his face on Maury.
Today was Ryan Day Day.
Ryan Day Day.
Ryan Day Day at Big Ten Media Days.
Day Day.
You will hear from Ryan Day Day coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some traffic on northbound 71 on the north side from I-70 to 11th Avenue. And watch out for a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane, causing some slowdown on southbound 270 after 33 on the east outer belt. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance more than you dread yard work with a swarm of hungry mosquitoes buzzing around, then you might have insuranoia. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Fan have never been larger. T-Bone is large. Tybus is getting large. Get large with them. T-Bone and Tybus.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
Your home for large people and larger personalities. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Then a good deal of sunshine for the rest of the day. Nice humidity levels and a little breeze from the north from time to time. Highs climb to right around 80 or so. Overnight, mainly clear skies, 59. For your Thursday, a lot of sunshine once again. Still nice out there with highs near 83. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants. The other one should be. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
It is Ryan Day-Day at Big Ten Media Days. We're going to let you hear from him in just a minute. But first, I want to tell you about, I got a few B's I want to tell you about. I'm talking about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health and one of the areas where they can help out, and that's low testosterone. You want to be stronger in the gym. You want to be sharper at work. You want to be better in the bedroom. That's what their low testosterone treatments are going to do for you. You know, I felt this. I felt this a couple years ago where it just wasn't the same anymore. The brain fog was like rot. I got rot like in my head, just eating away at me. I was getting tired way too early in the evening. Oh, God, the sexy time. Oh, my God. Gone. Gone. And then I got those shots, little shot in the ace of testosterone treatment, and it had me feeling right as rain in no time. So what you do, you go to the website, tristatementshealth.com. You'll see they got two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio, Westerville and right there by Fishy in Hilliard. You go and get that $99 appointment. You get the TMPSA test. And if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of the appointment, your visit is free.
No $99?
We're using medical science
right now.
Throw that
away.
Throw it away. You sign up.
Yeah.
We're using medical science right now.
You really just going to stick to that copy point, aren't you? And I know it says medical science.
What do you want me to do?
Nothing. I do the commercials too.
What do you want me to do? There's a lot of different good things about this, and that's one of them.
Teddy, medical science.
Yes. It's handmade quality crap we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
TriStateMensHealth.com.
Ryan Day speaking today at Big Ten Media Days. Here is a clip from Ryan Day talking about what he learned from the way last season ended. Let's take a listen.
Well, you take a lot of things. Every year you look at the things that have gone well, and then you look at the things that came up short. And I think when you're chasing small margins like we are, you have to identify the things that need to get fixed and fix them. The easy thing to do is do nothing or overreact. Where the real work is really identifying what needs to get fixed and then make that change. And so I won't get into all those things, but yeah, there's a lot of things that needed to get addressed and will continue to get addressed. And sometimes you don't know if those decisions were right until you get all the way to the end of the season.
I like the bullwhip. I'm glad it's back. Makes me happy.
I miss the bullwhip.
That's the one thing about Ryan Day that I will always give him credit for, is he's not overly stubborn. That is a quality that most coaches possess. They don't want to admit when something isn't working. Usually they'll just give you the line like it's not about the scheme, it's about the execution. If we just fix that, everything's going to be fine. No. Sometimes it is about what you're doing behind the scenes. It is something that the coaching staff has put together. And he's always been willing to have some self-reflection, go out and make some changes. And I have no doubt that he had some self-reflection after the way last season ended, and he'll go out and make some changes.
Well, I mean, if you think about the build-up to the last two games of the season that really mattered, and I'm not going to say that Saturday, November 29th, road game in Ann Arbor didn't matter. Of course it did. Like, that was a top 15 Michigan team when we played them. You're going on the road. It's the rivalry game. You know it's going to be tough, and I still just remember that vintage drive that they had, right? Didn't even end with a touchdown. But has there ever been a better drive in recent Buckeye football memory that didn't end with a touchdown? That
no.
was that
no.
good, that just ripped someone's heart and soul out, and you for sure had the game won. And so when it went on from there into the, you know, the games where, you know, he's asked about and you have some of the struggles, I wonder, like, were they ready for that? Because, you know, in recent years, you had lost the Michigan game and the problems were just staring right in your face, right? And then you had that loss to sort of get you maybe in a different gear.
So what you're saying,
you had that loss.
You wish they would have lost.
Stop.
The Michigan. Teddy?
Why you got to do that?
Timmy said he wants to lose to Michigan again.
Wow.
This is the only way you're going to learn your lesson moving forward.
That's crazy.
This is what happens when we try to do
It has nothing to do with your offensive coordinator being, you know, halfway out the door and dealing with distractions like that. It's because you didn't lose to Michigan.
I'm just adding a layer to it.
Go ahead.
You got to go ahead. No, I don't want to.
Go ahead. Add your layer.
No, I don't want to.
Add your fancy layer.
No, the layer's done.
Here is Ryan Day talking about how this season's going to be a monster of a year.
Yeah, every coach is going to come up here and say that they've had a great summer. I've never seen a coach come up and for media day and say, well, we didn't have a very good summer. But we have had a great summer. But what matters is what we're going to do with that. And what Mick Marotti and his staff do during the summer is the backbone of our program. But our players also know all that matters is what we put on the field. And so as we get to work here next week and get on the field for preseason camp, it's an important preseason camp. The season that we have ahead of us is going to be a monster, and we're fired up about that.
Every season for Ohio State football is a monster. Now, you look at the schedule this year.
It is a bear.
And it's a monster
half
of a schedule.
The season, half the season, six of the 12 games are real football games.
But every single season you're going in with huge expectations and the spotlight's going to be on you. That is the nature of being the head coach at Ohio State.
No, and I do want to go back to the two games they lost, though. I think the feeling that they have over losing to Indiana and Miami, that has to get them more prepared for what's to come in the regular season. Don't you agree?
When I certainly hope so.
You have a game on the road at Texas, second game of the season. I would think, you know, with everything that, you know, happened with Julian Sain and, you know, getting a trip to the Heisman ceremony based off of being a 12-0 quarterback, but then the low feeling, even though you didn't get your brains beat in, you lost by a field goal to Indiana and you still were in the college football playoff, but losing your first game in the college football playoff coupled with losing the Big Ten championship game just gave you that odd kind of feeling of we were 12-0 and beat Michigan, but we're on a two-game losing streak going into this year. So I hope that better prepares them for some of these bigger games in the first half of the schedule.
When we needed the offense the most, the offense wasn't there. You know, they did not lose that Indiana game because of defense. Were there things in that game that they look at on film and say, yes, we have to do better? Of course. There always
what,
is.
Defensively?
Yeah.
Oh, but no.
But what I'm
you're
saying,
right.
What
you're
I'm
right,
saying
we
is.
We can't do that.
You know,
13
they,
points.
They lost that game against Indiana because the offense didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Special and teams, too. Let's not forget
special
about.
Special teams been a problem
special,
for a long time.
If special teams could have just done a couple things, even with the offense being totally lackluster, they still win that football game and beat the team that wound up going unbeaten and won the national title.
And the defense wasn't that bad against Miami, too. You had too many offensive mistakes
and pick six.
Ineffectiveness. That's right.
Pick six ruined you, and Jeremiah Smith just didn't get handsy enough, and then look what happened.
Julian Sain earned his place in New York because he put up big numbers on a team that won a lot of games. But if he's going to be truly legendary and be a difference maker, he has to perform in situations like that. Here is Ryan Day talking about Julian Sain.
Julian Sain, in now year three with us, year two as a starter, has a different look in his eye. I said before, you know, he had great success last year. He won his first start ever home against Texas in a big, you know, top five matchup. Won all rivalry game in the, you know, sideways snow, but then, you know, came up short at the end of the year. We all did, but when you look in his eye now, you see a different person. You see a different body. He's worked hard. He's gotten stronger. He's found his voice even more, and he's got a great look in his eye, and I think he's poised for a great season.
The Dispatch tells me that he's dating a hot girl.
Oh, yeah.
Was intimate for the first time, and
well, I mean,
now
the article,
he's ready.
The article didn't tell you that he was dating a girl. It asked the question. That was the headline.
Based on the pictures from his Instagram account.
It was, does Julian Sain have a girlfriend? That was the article. So we think that he does. Could have just been some very attractive looking female that he was hanging out with for a couple of months.
Here is Ryan Day.
What?
You.
Here's a clip about shopping.
No, here's Ryan Day on his coaching staff.
They understand what it means to be at Ohio State. They understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And they've poured into our players. And we have great stability within our program. And that's because of our coaches. Mick Marotti, Mark Pantoni, Larry Johnson. These guys have been at Ohio State for 15 years. And so that stability is critical. And that shows their loyalty, how much they love Ohio State, but also the commitment we have to them.
Specifically, it's over now. Don't whip when he's done, Teddy.
Don't whip when he's done.
Don't whip when he's done. There's plenty of time for whipping
when
he's talking.
While he's going.
That's right. Brian Hartline is gone. Arthur Smith comes in. Here is Ryan Day talking about Arthur Smith and what he's doing behind the scenes working with Julian Sain.
And how you doing, little partner?
Good.
Fine. It's little visitor now.
Don't whip it.
Adewoyoli's how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
I mean, they're on the range.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
He's wearing a cowboy hat. They're out there.
Whip.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
That conversation.
He's a ranger.
They don't have makes whips perfect. With yeah. him. He's not Indiana Jones.
He should.
The Texas Rangers have whips on them.
Could you imagine how beneficial that would have been if he had a whip? Why didn't he have a whip? Should have. Gun left holster, whip right holster. Dude, be unstoppable. 10-gallon hat.
All right, here is Ryan Day talking about working, Arthur Smith working with Julian Sain.
When you go from coaching Aaron Rodgers to a college quarterback, you can certainly imagine what that has been like for Arthur. But, man, Julian keeps up, and it's been fun to watch. So excited to see where this goes this year with him.
I am too. I mean, we've done really well with former NFL head coaches coming in here and settling into coordinator roles, defensive and offensive, and have had great success.
We will catch up with our gal, Nicole Sherin from 10TV. She is in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. We'll talk to her in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit slowdown due to a disabled vehicle in the left lane on southbound 270 after 33 on the east outer belt. We've got crews on scene there adding some extra holdup. And there's a slowdown on northbound 71 on the south side from Greenlawn Avenue to 315. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sherin.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Normally, she's in here and we get to gaze into her dead, vacant eyes. But today, she is in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days, and Nicole Sherin joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Nicole.
What is up, guys?
What's up, bitches?
How's Media Days treating you?
Yo, it's great. I love Chicago. I've never been here before, fun fact, and I have just been the biggest tourist. My morning started before we had to be live, going to the Starbucks Reserve. Then we went live at the Bean. I mean, what else have I missed? We were live at Lakeshore Drive yesterday. The wind is insane here, and that's why they call it the Windy City.
My God, are we just a bunch of tourists or what?
Yes, we are.
We're on Michigan Avenue. Yes. We're at the Bean. Did you have to do a vertical post from the Bean, Nicole? If so, I missed it.
I definitely had a photo shoot, and I definitely will be posting that photo on the gram.
Did you touch the Bean? Did you?
Of course I did. I took one of those like mirror pictures in the Bean.
You
know, when you like take the photo of yourself in the Bean.
Shut up, you dirty.
Guys, as I said that, Julian Sain just walked by me, so that's great.
Hey, will you ask Julian Sain if he's got a girlfriend?
Yeah, we need to know.
He does. We actually did talk about it. No, he does. It's confirmed.
Oh, you've confirmed it. It's the girl on Instagram?
It is. Okay. Yes.
Hey,
we joked
tell him
about it before we did the interview.
Tell him congratulations. She looks like a good, clean girl.
Looks very hot.
She does. She looks very sweet, you know?
Yeah.
Did you pop in a sucking candy just for this interview?
I did. Yep.
You know that, Nicole?
Yep.
Mike, right before the segment started.
I can hear it in the microphone.
You can just hear it how he's talking, too.
That's a good.
Good Lord.
That's a
good. Could you have waited for the break, Mike?
Peppermint. No, my throat was a little parched, and I didn't have time because it was a 2-minute break. I couldn't go get myself something to drink, so I had to pop a mint.
He fad modded you.
Yeah, for real. Obviously, you don't care a lot about this segment considering you're sucking on your candy.
So have you had some one-on-one time with Ryan Day as well? I know he talked to everybody today.
Yes. Yep. Yes, we had a long one-on-one interview with Ryan. We got to go one-on-one with everybody, all Ohio State people here today. So Ryan Day, Jeremiah Smith, Julian Fan, and Jalen McClain, which was pretty awesome.
McClain.
Yeah, it's been really great. I mean, the theme, as we've really talked about, is the fact that Julian and Jeremiah are kind of entering into their Julian's second year as the starter, the 10-4 show going to be on full display again. And then you've got a guy in Jalen McClain who's filling big time shoes with Caleb Downs no longer with the Buckeyes. He knows he's got to be a leader on that secondary. And we got to have some fun with the guys too. We did a little drawing of Ryan Day and then proceeded to ask Ryan Day his thoughts on our lovely drawings. Julian Fan got involved too. So it was really fun. We had a good time.
Wait, you did the drawing, or you had the Buckeye players do the drawing, or you told him had AIDS?
Okay.
Which was it?
All right, Tim, I did not say those words. You probably wouldn't want to be close if that's the case. No, I did not say that. What I said was, Jalen McClain is very good at drawing, like very, very good. He's extremely talented. And we learned this the other week. And so we had Jalen and me sitting down at a table, basically both trying to draw a picture of Ryan Day that I had printed out. Mine was terrible. Then Julian Fan and Adam did it together. And then we brought all the drawings to Ryan Day. And Ryan said, when he saw my drawing, why do I have a goatee? And I said, oh, that's a good question. He said, Adam's looked like The Simpsons. So if that tells you anything, they weren't very good.
But you're gonna have that hilarity on 10 TV tonight, I assume.
Of course, you can catch it at around 6:05. It's the top of the 6, so tune in. 6 o'clock news, top of the show. We'll have a fun little video package for you guys to our drawing fiasco.
Did he pick his favorite?
So he didn't pick his favorite, but based off his reaction, you know, I don't really know if he had a favorite, guys, because every single one of the photos, he seemed to just, you know, have a comment that he didn't necessarily love about the drawing. So I don't really know if he had a favorite.
Nicole Sheeran of 10TV hanging out with us. Now, you mentioned talking to Ryan Day and all three of the Buckeye players that are there. What's a tidbit? Like, what's a tidbit, something that may have not been on your mind that you took from any of those chats? Maybe the dispatch can do a great write-up on it.
So the tidbit that I'm going to take away is that Jeremiah Smith, the best player in college football, was just sitting up on the podium and said that Julian Fan is the hardest working person in the Woody.
That's Julian right now.
Yeah. And I heard that and I said, wow. I mean, that's a statement. He is the hardest working guy in the Woody right now. He also said that we are not talking enough about a guy like Kenyatta Jackson. We talk about him, but he doesn't deserve the hype that
he does deserve. More hype.
Yes, he deserves more hype. He doesn't. The media needs to talk him up more. Jeremiah was like, come on, Kenyatta Jackson's a dog. So those are the two things I really took from today.
So what are you doing? What are you doing tonight? You and King going to a strip club? You going out for dinner? Mike, what are you doing?
No, we're not doing any of those things. I will be driving back to Columbus tonight after going live at 6 o'clock.
You're not
staying
tonight?
What about
King?
Adam is heading out of town. He has PTO the next few days into the weekend.
Of course he does.
He will be going to Vegas. So he's actually flying out of Chicago. So I will be driving. He'll be going. So we're leaving Chi-Town. Right. I'm really upset about it. I really like it here, guys.
All right. Well,
I may never come back.
Adam has PTO. We all have PTSD from talking to you.
Oh, I have a bone
exactly
to pick.
Right.
I have a bone to pick with you,
right,
Nicole. This is something that you are continually doing.
I already know what you're going to say.
Well, you do, right? We have, you know, a couple of weather boys out there that like to park in the no parking spots, and they drive, you know, pickup trucks that are the size of two cars put together. And I've got Nicole Sheeran with her massive white Jeep Wrangler Sahara, and you've got to park in a primo spot, and you're not even here. Will you put that thing behind the fence? You're gone for three days.
Listen, Tim, when I am the only woman in that office, practically, I can park wherever I want.
No, but you're not in the office.
You're not here.
You're gone for 3 days.
You agree with me, right, Mike?
Yeah.
No, guys, I know you guys miss me, so I did that just so you guys felt every day when you pulled in, like, oh, Nicole's here. Psych.
I get pissed off every time I see it.
you know what?
Can I ask you a serious question, too? Have you ever taken your car to a car wash, ever?
Listen, so that stuff, it will not come off my car. I got it detailed. I drove it through the car wash multiple times. It's from the snowstorm, and it's like weird iron that's on my car that won't come off. The problem I have right now, I'm dealing with it at the moment.
You got a lot of
among
problems.
Other issues I have.
Are you coming in here tomorrow? Are we going to see you tomorrow?
Of course I am. Oh my God.
What?
it's our boy. Wait, I'm trying to see if he'll hop. Oh, he's leaving.
Who was it?
Guess. We're going to play a game.
Julian Sain walked back the other way.
It's not a Buckeye.
Adam King?
No, he works at the Fan.
Adam King's not our guy. What are you talking about?
He works at the Fan.
He works on radio with you guys.
Who did we send?
What?
Austin Berm?
Tyler Oliver? Austin or Berm, yeah.
He's a former Buckeye.
Oh, Jesus.
Joshua.
There it is.
Joshua Perry came up and smacked your ass. That's what you're saying, right?
That's not what happened. He saw me frolicking across the conference room trying to bring the phone to him, and then he was going and doing something more important than what I'm doing.
He said, no, I don't want to say. You held the phone out and said, come on, Timmy.
No,
I'm good.
Hey, by the way, I bought a new leather jacket.
Oh my gosh, you did?
Yeah,
is it going to be debuted next week?
I'm not wearing it. It should be arriving at the house today. So if it fits, I'm going to debut it next week.
Men's medium?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. What color is it?
It's like a, they call it like a coffee. So it's not black.
A light brown.
But it has, no. It's almost
a nice mocha color.
It's a very dark, almost black.
Okay. Coffee.
Brown.
Using coffee for a color could mean a whole array of browns or blacks or anything.
Can I just say something? The amount of stares I'm getting right now of me just saying, is a mocha color, yelling on the phone? People are like, who is this girl talking to?
Well, we can have you say some much more inappropriate things. Who's in your vicinity?
No. We don't need to be doing all that. A lot of media people right now. I'm in the hallway and they're all staring.
Have you seen Big Ten Network's Dave Revson? Is he there?
No, actually.
No.
If you do, tell him that the common man, Mike Ricciardotti, says hi.
Tell him I say hi. Yeah, if you see him.
I thought you just said tell him he's hot. I'd misheard that completely. Sorry.
You can tell him he's hot if you want to.
No, I don't want to be doing that. I was sending a message for you.
Did you pick up any digits while you were there?
No, guys. This is a business trip. Come on now.
So what? That's when all the kinky stuff happens. The hotel bar after hours?
I am not like that.
Is there any
good clean girl?
Is there any like hotel bar setup? Like a lot of times you cover an event, they have like a media spot where the booze and the food is free. Do they have that for media days?
Oh yeah.
They do?
They have hospitality area? Free food. They do have an event tonight, but we will not be there because we'll be driving back.
Man. All right, that's sad. All right, thank you, Nicole.
Pete Hamill's walking my direction. Okay, bye.
Bye. Leather jacket time with Nicole Sheeran. Watch her on 10 TV tonight. And you heard her right there on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Playing for an NFL team is the same thing as going to prison. Details next.
What? just the way you lit up at that tease. How's the sucking candy?
Pretty good.
Still going?
So do you think when she touched the bean, do you think she flicked it?
There's a chance.
Chance, Teddy?
Yeah.
You think Nicole flicked the bean?
Probably.
Because you probably like tap it a couple of times.
Tap it a couple of times. Then you want to see.
And then you just, you kind of.
Yeah, I think so.
Just to check what kind of metal. What do you think we're dealing with there? Like a titanium alloy? Maybe like a tungsten carbide?
You don't know.
What kind of metal do you think it is?
I don't know.
Maybe some zinc?
No zinc. No? What are you talking about? Nothing you can mine like that.
Mine? What do you know about mining, you idiot?
I've been to West Virginia. I can tell you a few things. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slower traffic on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt from Cleveland Avenue to 71, and a couple-minute holdup if you're on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Coda.
Peloton Your Ride Weekend rolls through Central Ohio August 1st and 2nd. Expect COTA reroutes beginning Friday, July 31st. COTA will keep you moving all weekend, so plan ahead at COTA.com or in the Transit app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, it's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
This summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
Scott McMullen leads the Buckeyes past Penn State in a 2003 Classic.
Hear Buckeye Replay this Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Fan. The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
11 and a half. That's not the Buckeye football over-under win total. That's the amount of times Common Man wipes his crack. I'll take the over.
Oh, what's that smell?
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. When you go outside and you look at your garage floor, are you happy with what you see? Chances are, no. Because either you've done nothing to your garage floor and it's just dirty, disgusting concrete, or you've put some coating down or had one of those cheapo companies come out and do something, and it still looks like crap. That's where Comer and Cross comes in, because they fix the crap. That's actually their slogan. We fix your crap.
Anti-crap.
They're the anti-crap.
Yeah.
That's right, because they can guarantee, unlike anybody else, they can guarantee that your garage floor is never going to chip, crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. This is the Rolls Royce, or whatever your car of choice is that's unattainable to you, of garage floor coating companies. Why? Because I seen it with my own two eyes.
You seen it?
I seen it. And because they pay me to do these commercial reads. And guess what? I ain't cheap.
Is it more because you seen it or because they pay you?
Well, it's both.
If it was combination platter.
Yeah.
Surf and turf.
Both of those things need to happen.
Yeah.
But they also use no subcontractors ever. Every single person who comes on your property is certified, uniformed, and clean. I'm going to say clean. Sniff them.
Sure.
Comer and Cross has the employee sniff guarantee. If you're not happy with what you smell, they'll go get another one.
The deodorized?
Could be. Call them today. I'm just promising a lot of crap here, aren't I? 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, or go to comercross.com, comercross.com.
Speaking of I seen it, I seen Tyvus today, actually. I only had like a 30-second, you know, crossing of paths with him.
Yeah.
And in those 30 seconds, what did he do? Here I was arriving at work at 10:30 in the morning, and he says, "Timothy," and he gives me a hug. So back with the touching again. I'm okay. I like a hug from Tyvus. He's a happy guy. He transfers some of that positive energy to me, but it wasn't that. It was all downhill after the hug. I told him, I said, this is what a work day looks like, Tyvus. It's a man arriving at work at 10:30 when his showtime is at 3 o'clock. Going to do some tasks, get some stuff done. He was like, oh, I was here for, you know, 90 minutes after my show doing another thing. Now I'm gone. But he said to me,
He says to you.
He said, boy, you know, you're looking a little chubby around the waistline there, Timothy.
A little paunchy.
He says, your co-host, Mike, is just banging out pull-ups one after another.
That's right.
Can you do any pull-ups, Timothy? And I said, well, I hadn't tried since we've been discussing all this, but I'd like to think that I can. And he told me that I better hit the gym or else.
Tonight!
I contend.
You contend.
We got a lot of crap here at this radio station. A lot of it's useless. We should install a pull-up bar somewhere at the station. so that everybody can challenge themselves.
Like a mounted pull-up bar?
Yes, a real official mounted pull-up bar.
So we need to make sure that we drill into studs.
We got
so we can support the weight.
Concrete walls, right? Those are load-bearing walls. They're not going anywhere. Drill right into that.
Those aren't coming down.
Plaxico Burress was talking to the Joint Venture Show.
How's Plaxico doing?
I don't know. I mean, he's not in prison, so I guess he's all right.
He had the gun in the sweatpants, right?
He shot himself.
Shot himself in the leg, right?
Yeah. He said, playing for the Jets and going to prison were kind of similar. He says, they're both kind of similar because when I walked into prison my first day, I was like, damn, man, you an effing loser. And then I had the same damn feeling every day when I walked through the door with the Jets. I was like, damn, I hope we could win this weekend, loser. you Plaxico, you son of a gun, you.
It's like we're not a team at all.
No, we're not a team.
It's almost as if none of this even matters.
It's Good Clean Wednesday. Email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. What do you got, Timmy?
I got one that says, my guys.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Kirk Herbstreit of ESPN.
Walker told me I have AIDS, and what's the deal with Fantilli's deal? Love you, Nicole, GTH, Ted. So Adam Fantilli, of course, is a restricted free agent, and was there not like a European vacation, like a National Lampoon's European vacation for Adam Fantilli? They're waiting for him to come back. But, I mean, you're seeing Leo Carlson got the deal.
Transcontinental.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Phone lines. Can't have that.
No. I mean, we can't do it now if you're traveling. No, we'll just wait. I think by all effects, I don't know what the rhyme or reason would be to the delay in this. You could either say it helps Adam Fantilli or not. Celebrini just got his contract.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you're going to look at the player and what the performance is. What stats has Adam Fantilli put up? And I think when you see, what do you get, like $95 million over 5 years, is a pretty good deal for Celebrini for the Sharks. It's not going to be like that.
He's not getting $95
million. We're going to be looking somewhere in that five-year, you know, $60-65 million range, probably, when it's all said and done. And I don't think it matters that there's noise about Marchenko and the trade, you know, the demanding of a trade right there. He's under team control this year. And isn't Marchenko a restricted free agent next year? So then they could still match an offer.
Right.
You wouldn't want to bring a disgruntled player and lock him in.
Come here.
Right, right.
Right. But do they want, like they did with Chinnikov?
Mm-hmm.
Chinnikov said he didn't want to be here, and they said, well,
they played him for a while and then traded him.
Right, and then they didn't play him for a while. They healthy scratched him for most of the damn season.
I mean, he was on the roster for a while, though, until they found a dance partner.
The Kyle Shanahan car crash story is very weird. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 and Ebright Road on the East Honor Belt. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on westbound 70 on the west side after 670. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, it's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. As the college football season gets closer, Ohio State and head coach Ryan Day speaking at the Big Ten Media Day interviews today, and he talked about the anticipation of the coming year.
As we get to work here next week and get on the field for preseason camp, it's an important preseason camp. The season that we have ahead of us is going to be a monster, and we're fired up about that.
From hockey, San Jose Sharks forward Macklin Celebrini today agreed to a five-year, $94 million contract extension, making him the highest-paid player in the NHL. Celebrini was the number one overall pick in the 2024 draft. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians and Cincinnati Reds continue their series at Great American Ballpark tonight. Joey Cantillo pitching for the Guardians, Brady Singer for the Reds, and the Columbus Clippers continue their home series at Huntington Park with the Toledo Mud Hens tonight. Breaking sports news, when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
One of the great joys of fandom. You boo bad. You boo lazy.
Your boos mean nothing. I've seen what makes you cheer.
You boo undisciplined. But you must always boo cocky.
Ew, and boo. This kind of thing is getting out of hand with you, too. Y'all are an official warning.
Here's Man and Timmy.
You know, Tony Romo was arrested in Wisconsin for DUI.
No, that was OWI.
I'm
That's
sorry.
Like a little slap on the wrist.
Well, we're gonna,
in the state of Wisconsin,
we're
baby.
We're going to get to that. So, you know, he took a field sobriety test, which there's body cam footage of this, and Timmy and I laughed out loud when we saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was...
hold on a second.
Oh, we had the audio
just,
of it?
Hold on. Like, it was a certain part of it. There's like 4.5, 5 minutes of audio. But so they start off on the freeway, right, Mike? And it's really windy. And there's this little exchange where I didn't even know what the term was, you know, and I'm trying to get a read on like how sauced does Tony Romo actually look. And when he's been on the golf course for probably 8 hours in the sun, who the heck knows like how much that can contribute to how sauced you look or sound. But he looked pretty well sauced. And she's saying about how you crossed over the gore. And he's like, I'm sorry, gore who? Gore what? He was like,
Frank.
No,
Frank was in the middle of the
Frank
road.
Gore.
Frank Gore was there.
Al Gore was there too. I wouldn't know what that term is. Apparently, that's like the spot where it's, you know, dashed lines, like yellow lines. You can't drive through it. He went through that.
I wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't have known that either.
What the gore is.
And he's
either.
Sitting in the driver's seat, can barely hear because all the wind. And he said, "I was just coming from the golf course, going to Grandma and Grandpa's house." And then, like, he repeated the officer. He's like, "But Gore, yeah." And she was like, "What?" He's like, "Sorry, drove about the gore, whatever." And then gore. they go, you know, into the back of the cop car. They say that they got to move him because they're on a bridge and it's not stable to do a field sobriety test. And they go to, you know, the dash cam video picks back up, or the body cam video picks back up in a garage of some sort. And they let him do some stretching. That was the other funny part. He mentioned his back surgeries and he wanted to get out there and do some stretching, some calisthenics.
Well, you gotta limber up.
You see that right there? It says, I don't have to do any calisthenics I don't deem absolutely necessary. See that, Lou? What do you think about that? So there was a clip in there where they asked him about concussions and he kind of said, not recently, but
I had a lot of them.
Yeah, there was a few. Some people spliced some things up on social media for that. And then it was at the end of the test and the clip about how Tony went was going viral.
Did I pass this test?
You turn around?
No, I didn't. Huh?
guess I didn't. All right. By the way, here's what I find funny.
Oh, my
though.
God.
Wisconsin, a OVI in Wisconsin is not a criminal charge. It is considered a traffic violation because apparently they're so common in Wisconsin.
Amazing.
I would like to refresh your memory if you've never heard this before, but I'm going to read you a list of the top five drunkest counties in America.
You have that
I
list.
I have it right here. All right.
I'm assuming they're all
I have it right here.
In Wisconsin.
Hold on now.
Let's go.
Number five, Polk County, Wisconsin, with 28.8% of adults reporting binge or heavy drinking.
What's the difference between, is that the same, binge or heavy drinking?
I don't know. Number four, Pierce County, also in Wisconsin. Number three, Walworth County, in Wisconsin. Number two, Calumet County.
Oh,
Teddy, where do you think Calumet County is?
I'm going to say Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, that's correct. And number one, Outagamie County. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it doesn't matter. Because that is also in Wisconsin. The top five drunkest counties in America are in Wisconsin. Tony Romo gets pulled over for a minor traffic violation.
So you can't really have, you know, hardcore DUIs up there. The whole state would be in prison.
That's right.
There'd be no room for them. You have to just chuck them into the lake.
Just drown them in the cranberry fields, the cranberry bogs.
The bogs. They got big cranberry bogs up there?
I think Wisconsin is known for their cranberry bogs, aren't they?
Like Ocean Spray Central?
I think
so. Is up there?
Teddy, look that up.
They got their toilets and faucets.
Kohler?
Yeah, like bathroom. What's the term I'm looking for?
Fixtures?
Fixtures. Thank you. Yeah.
It's the cranberry capital of the world.
Wow. I thought so.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Good for you. Well, they got to make their cocktails. Put a little cranberry juice in there.
They got this. What do you put in there? Vodka? Is that what you put in?
Well, vodka, cranberry. It could be good, Teddy. It could be a refreshing drink. I think Bo Bishop would sign off on some of that. They also got the Manitowoc, where it was the home of the first like big Netflix Making a Murder series, was centered around that area right there.
All right, this Kyle Shanahan car crash story is very weird on a couple levels. First of all, Kyle Shanahan in a serious car accident, 49ers head coach, says they almost lost an eye. Mike Zimmer said, I don't have one to give you, because he's juggling his eyeball. Not even a chuckle?
No.
Okay.
I'm all chuckled out.
What's weird about it is that all the NFL reporters seem to have the story all written and ready to go.
It is weird.
As soon as the 49ers released this information, almost like they knew in advance and held off. Now, there are things that need to be embargoed, okay? If there's a trade coming down that hasn't officially been announced yet, sometimes you'll get a tip off of that, get your story ready, then they announce the trade.
Yeah, that would be a source, though, would say, please, like, correct. I'm gonna give you a scoop right here. Please don't burn me. Because league rule states that, you know, we can't do this, or it can't, you know, be announced until a certain time or date.
But what I find interesting is that if an active player were in a car accident like that, I'm sure that would be all over. Like Ian Rappaport's feed and Schefter's feed, I'm hearing this, I'm hearing that. But Kyle Shanahan's in a car accident like that, and he's awarded the luxury of announcing it on his own terms.
Well, and here's how we know, because it'd be one thing, you go back to, this would have been Saturday, right? So we're still like a week and maybe, you know, 9 or 10 days after the reported accident, which was on July 14. We're sitting here on the 29th, and I think most of this stuff was coming down on Saturday the 25th. And it'd be one thing if Adam Schefter, you know, quick draw cell phone Schefty, has him probably in the, you know, the hip pouch right there, or holstered on the belt buckle. He could whip one of those things out and dial up his Twitter and retweet some news like that within a minute. And I would not be surprised by that. Some major story comes down that a team has to announce, and he's Johnny on the spot to retweet or say story details coming up on SportsCenter at 5 o'clock, or story developing more on Kyle Shanahan and the severity of a car accident as soon as details come down. It wasn't just that, though, because it was the very next minute that an entire story was up.
It was all written beforehand.
An entire story is already up from the ESPN services, and that's ready to go. So they're all asking questions of each other right now. We don't have a lot of answers as to why that was, but then the other
weird
part.
I blame Diana Russini.
Diana Russini has everything to do with this.
She was on his lap when the accident occurred.
Mm. Very distracting.
Yeah. Well, she's just gyrating on you.
That's what she does?
To coaches?
She's just shimmying and gyrating?
Yes.
Well, what about the other part where Kyle Shanahan had to clarify the report that was out there?
Yes, the report was that the 21-year-old woman who was also involved in the accident was at fault for the accident.
And that's completely false. And good on Kyle Shanahan for setting that straight publicly, because how many people just that in the grand masses are even going to bother to, it's not, it doesn't matter, have any effect in our daily lives. Why would we go and look to do some digging on that? But he says he had his phone out there. He swears that he wasn't on it. He was going 20. That's it. But he dropped the phone. It was stuck in my seats. It's on my lap and it slid off. Went down to look for it. Took my eyes off the road for 2 seconds. I was coming up. The airbags hit me in the face. They broke my nose. Then they said the visor really gashed me. I took my eyes off the road looking for my phone and my car veered into someone. It's one of those roads where there's no forgiveness. When I hit her, the impact was just so, I'll never forget how violent it was. And, you know, thank God he's okay and that she's okay too. You veered. It was your mistake that, you know, could have caused, you know, a tragic accident for her. All right. Good deal.
Yep, yeah. Good. I like it. Big hat.
Speaking of load-bearing walls.
Speaking of coaches, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said that offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy's wife is out of ICU and, quote, doing great.
Doing
quote.
Great.
I don't know about great.
She's alive.
Shot in the chest by her son.
Shot multiple times.
Yeah, I don't know if that's... doing great.
We're not going to be great for a while.
From a health standpoint, yeah. It seems like she's out of the woods. So that's good. Family's got some problems, I think. It's my unprofessional opinion.
This has really been a fun segment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Shooting your parents in the chest.
Well, you know what?
Taking your eyes off the road, causing horrible car crashes, almost killing yourself or others.
Let's turn that frown upside down. We'll do some good, clean emails coming up next.
Mm.
Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's an accident that's blocking the left lane, causing about a 5-minute holdup on eastbound 33 at Hamilton Road. It's moving a little slow from Refugee. And there's a couple-minute delay on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt from Westerville to 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, it's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Fan, we love summer as much as the next guy. Fun times at the pool, family vacations, all that crap. But as the dog days descend upon us, it only means one thing. Buckeye Football Fall Camp. Join us beginning August 6th. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Our dry weather across central Ohio continues through the end of the week. Overnight tonight, mainly clear skies, down to 58 for the low. On Thursday, dry, sunny, low humidity, high temps at 83. On Friday, a lot of sunshine early, increasing clouds in the afternoon at a high of 86. On Saturday, it'll be dry, sunny early, and then a 50% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, the high around 81. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Clear?
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. It's Good Clean Wednesday. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Before we get to your emails, I saw this Q&A with Penn State AD Pat Kraft. Okay?
All right.
You know, fans are looking for some optimism. Got a new head coach over there at the football team, and, you know, basketball is, you know.
Sucks.
But
Matt Campbell, though, for football.
It's before the season, and, you know, they have some expectations for basketball.
Yeah, I'm blanking on his name, but he came over from VCU with, you know, there's high hopes for him to turn that thing around when Shrewsbury left.
Michael Shrewsbury.
Notre Dame.
Pat Kraft says, all right, are we at the top? No, we're not spending $20 million on a basketball roster. And I got to be honest, I don't know if there's ever going to be a point where we would spend $20 million on a basketball roster. It's not a good investment. Let's just call it what it is.
Oh, my God.
Pat.
I did not see that quote.
Pat.
Are you kidding me?
Listen to me.
Lie.
Right.
Just lie.
That's what I say to my daughter.
Oh.
Just because it pops up here doesn't mean it has to come out here. It's in your head. I get it. However, let's not say that part out loud. All right? Let's just pretend. I want my people to pretend.
Dear God.
So Penn State, good luck with all that.
I don't even like that as a lie. No, no. You're in the Big Ten. You cannot think about it that way. Get that guy out of there.
No, essentially what he's saying
is, get that guy out of there. That's not somebody that can lead.
Basketball doesn't make us any money.
Doesn't matter. I mean,
football makes us money, so if we're going to spend money on a roster, we're going to spend it on a football roster.
Ask those Penn State fans that really are true Penn State fans, not just for football, but when they had that little blip where Shrewsbury, I forget the name of their fifth-year senior, the guard that they had. We, of course, had to tussle with them, and we've, you know, run into some pretty decent Penn State basketball teams in the last 10 years. I remember Holtman's first year, he had that chance to strike while the iron was hot with Kata Bates Diop being a Big Ten player of the year. And Tony Carr hits like a 40-foot buzzer beater here at the shot. That one Big Ten win flipped it to where Ohio State would have had a regular season Big Ten championship. But Penn State was pretty good that season. But no, that you cannot think of it that way. You absolutely should envision spending $20 million on a basketball roster, because you know what, you probably might go to a Final Four if you invest that way. Stupid though. Before I go to the emails,
we're never getting to the emails, are
we? I thought I would incorporate a little toss up from our guy Cal back there. This is kind of like what a good clean email would be. He says to me earlier today, he had a little like, I don't know if it's not really a would you rather, but just hear me out. I would give you $1,000 a minute, but you have to stand in front of your mother-in-law completely naked. How long are you going to last if you want to take us up on this deal, even at all? $1,000 a minute.
$1,000 a minute. Well, first of all, at some point, it's not even awkward for me anymore. It's awkward for her.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah. This is what we started to discuss. So how long am I even allowed to go?
I call my mother-in-law, Mom. I would say, Mom, how long can you close your eyes? Does she have to keep them open?
I think it's kind of implied that,
okay,
yeah,
she keeps
can't
them
just,
open.
She can't actively avoid you.
I say to my mother-in-law,
yeah.
I say, listen, looky here. Been married to your daughter for a long time. You know, we have a child. I assume you want me to provide financially.
you know what I've done to her grandchild
and your daughter, all that. So because I want to provide financially for them, I'm going to stand here for 3 hours. I'm going to stand here for 3 hours completely naked, and you're going to look at it. You can snicker if you want. You can throw up. I don't really care.
See,
you're gonna look at it.
I was asking even more questions, like how long is the limit? You know, can I just go for a weekend?
Well, that's
like
some point you're gonna get tired though. Maybe you have
right.
to eat.
I mean, do we
go to the bathroom?
Do we cancel out like sleeping hours? But if we just did like errands and I'm just in the car and, you know, in the kitchen and the backyard, just
so
wherever
you're
going.
Moving around.
Like, hey, I gotta go get a sandwich here. We're going in the kitchen now. And then
absolutely.
Yeah, maybe you could take like a timeout sort of at the end of the day, you're like, hey, let's take, you know, call it an evening because of, well, let's go to sleep and then we'll
and then
wake,
pick it back up.
We'll pick it back up like at 8 a.m.
I guess the stop,
like
the stopper has to hit for the 8 hours.
Meet you right back here.
Yeah, 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Yeah.
I'll be for naked. More naked time.
Stop off and get some donuts.
Cash some ice cream or something.
Or you come over.
What are you going to do with those donuts?
Ring, no, you know,
ring toss?
Not going to play ring toss with those. The delicious donuts. You're going to ruin them. You're going to defile them.
My good, clean boys.
He's the senior hurler.
How would you guys use these terms for being drunk on a hierarchy from least drunk to most drunk? Sauced, blitzed, ripped, or hammered?
Sauced, I think, is probably the lowest.
I kind of like that order right there. Sauced, blitzed, ripped, hammered. I kind of like that 1, 2, 3, 4. Hammered is just like, that dude is hammered.
You're almost at blackout stage.
What about wasted, if I could throw in a fifth?
Wasted is probably after sauced.
So wasted is low on the totem pole? Blitzed is kind of like, that dude is blitzed.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. He's ripped, baby. You can see it in his face.
I was having a discussion with Ted today, and I don't know if there's a way for us to have this discussion on the air and be honest, but I'm going to anyway. So if you had a magic wand,
like a Harry Potter wand,
yeah, you had a magic wand and you could wave that magic wand and either change the way that you look, change anything about yourself.
8 inches.
Height or?
Oh, okay. Continue.
Whatever. You can change anything about yourself. Not just one aspect of yourself, but change it all. You can just turn into a large black man if you wanted to, assuming you weren't already a large black man. All right?
So you can change, larger black man.
Change anything you want about yourself or change anything you want about your significant other.
Oh, my God.
However, she never knows.
She never knows.
She doesn't realize that she's been changed.
Oh, wow.
Just in her mind, she's always looked like this. To everybody else's mind who interacts with her, she's always looked like that. Well, so you don't have to explain like, oh, no, this is really my wife. I just changed her
so she looks like
this person.
Right, right.
No. So she doesn't remember anything. You remember. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's my answer.
Okay.
I wouldn't change my wife.
No?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't. Because I think that's fair to her. What I would do is I would change myself.
Uh-huh.
And make myself so attractive that I dump her ass and get someone who's much better looking. Because I'm so attractive now.
You know what? You really are a good guy.
Yeah.
That's really kind.
So I'd leave her alone.
You really are kind. Kind of a dick.
But Teddy brought up an interesting thing. Is that if you change your wife, then she becomes much more attractive, but you look the same.
And then and she's so going to get wise.
Maybe
and
she says, what the hell am I doing with you?
So it would make there would be no point for me to say, honey, like I know you are you're a big Megan Fox fan. I know how much you love her. You think she's talented and beautiful. Well, you know what? You get to become her. It'll be unbelievable, right? Be unbelievable. You won't really know anything is up, but you get to be
she won't
her.
Know.
You'll still be you, but you're also her. So you shouldn't do that. Don't do that.
Because then is going to realize what a disgusting slob you are.
Would she be looking through the same lens though?
It doesn't
right?
matter.
Just changes.
Like, it would just hit
physically.
Her one day. Because every guy that she comes across would be hitting on
would
her.
Just be like, right. Hello. So I shouldn't just become Zac Efron pre-jaw issue?
He looks creepy to me. I don't know why you want to be Zac Efron.
Who else is banging out there right now?
Teddy, what would you turn yourself into? Would you take some years off your life? Do you like the mature stage of life that you're in now? Would you be Daniel Craig?
Or like a...
Why'd you want to be Daniel Craig? He's
little,
60.
How about maybe a little younger, like a Ryan Gosling, maybe?
Gosling. Ryan Gosling? It's all about Gosling. Yeah. Who's supposed to be the new Bond, though? Who is the new Bond going to be?
We don't know yet.
Reportedly, though.
The Dua Lipa. Her,
Dua Lipa.
She's going to be Bond?
Dua Lipa.
Sign me up.
The guy that she just married, he was rumored to be possibly the new Bond. But I'm not sure if they, I don't think they've decided on that yet.
What is that guy's name? Callum Turner?
Yeah, that's him.
Is that it?
Callum.
Let me see. Callum Turner. No, I don't want to be Callum Turner. He's fine. It's okay. He's from Hammersmith.
All right.
That's for you, Queen.
Yes.
Next to Shrewsbury.
I spent a week there one night. There was some hammering going on with a dude named Smith, if you know what I'm talking about.
He was wasted.
Oh, my God. Blackout drunk.
Not only does North Carolina football suck, looks like they're dirty as hell, too. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got hold up due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on northbound 71 on the south side at 270. And there's a 5 minute delay on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio State Highway Patrol. Paid training, medical, dental, and vision benefits. State retirement, take home patrol cars, and tuition reimbursement. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is hiring troopers now. Text join OSHP to 614-654-OSHP or call 1-866-TROOPER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Hey, how you doing? Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
It's Good Clean Wednesday. Email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. The Ohio State men's basketball team will participate in the Arroyo, Bronson Arroyo, Puerto Rico Classic in San Juan, Puerto Rico. They're going to play a pair of games August 2nd and 3rd against two Puerto Rican select teams. So there you go. They're going to have a practice day in Miami before flying to San Juan on July 31st.
Good. I mean, look, it's a good opportunity for these guys to just keep practicing. They've been very open to the public and open to the media, I guess I should say, this whole summer. Diebler really wants people to know what this Buckeye basketball team is about, who's on this roster. We've had plenty of chances now to get to know the team. My one little concern is, and I don't know if we'll be able to figure this out. I don't know what the competition level will be with these Puerto Rico select teams. It's still a great opportunity. I don't care who you're going up against. You're really focusing on your offense, your defense, getting to know the new coaches, just executing how they want you to execute and playing hard, playing good, tough basketball. That's what you want to do on this trip. Have some fun while you're at it, too.
North Carolina football. They were 4-8 last year. Bill Belichick, I think the hire is a total laughing stock. I can't believe they brought him back. And their GM, Michael Lombardi, who of course
has
the connection with Bill Belichick. He has that job because Belichick has that job. He's believed to be the highest paid college football general manager. Yes, that's a new job in the game, earning an estimated $1.5 million a year. Well, he's been placed on leave. And the football team is under investigation by the College Sports Commission. They handle all of the compliance and enforcement of NIL rules and NCAA things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got that clearinghouse thing. They passed the NIL contracts through it to see if they're on the up and up and some other things.
If you're a North Carolina fan, look, I understand that basketball is your bread and butter, but obviously you committed to football because everybody should be.
You should. It's like the opposite of what Rhodes. Rhodes is the basketball coach at Penn State. He must love hearing that from his AD. But it's the opposite of what Penn State's guy just said.
You should
be committed to football.
And you hire Bill Belichick. Right or wrong, it turns out it is wrong because you thought Bill Belichick gave you a chance to win. Not only did he not win, he brought shame to your program, embarrassment to your program, and it looks like his handpicked buddy was also skirting the rules.
And how can you justify paying that much money? I do agree that to be a big-time program, you do need to have a general manager. You need to have a general manager that knows what he's doing. I mean, I know it was just 1 year into the process, but you look around, what am I getting for that money? Apparently, not only are you not getting good players coming into the program, but you're getting cheating and scandal.
It's the ultimate arrogance, too. It's the, well, I did this in the pros. How hard can it be? This is one step down. I can find talent up there. I'll find talent down here. It's not the same, dude.
Not at all. You got to convince them
different skill set
to play football at North Carolina when they're getting offers at 30 or 40 other branded schools that have a better stature than yours. That's the tough thing. And you got the old sack of bones that is your buddy Bill Belichick, which, again, you can't ever take anything away from him for what he accomplished in the NFL. We're not doing that. It's just that there is a clock. You don't get to write your own ticket. You don't. Which is why I think it should matter to more people to be able to go out on your own.
I'll tell you, man, it was almost comical because they start the season last year. They got that home game.
And TCU, right?
It was the toughest ticket in town. I mean, they got Roy Williams out there and Michael Jordan's out there. I mean,
Lawrence Taylor.
Right. Anybody who was anybody at North Carolina showed up to this game. Michael didn't show up unless it's a big deal, okay? And so the first drive of that game, they go right down the field and score. They move the ball. And that place is going nuts. And for that one drive, it looks like it all makes sense. Well, now you've done it.
Mm-hmm. It'll take some time. They're not going to win all 12 games.
Still,
but look at this.
Now,
look at what Belichick has done here.
Look at this. And that one drive, those 5 minutes, was the entire highlight of this experiment.
Yeah.
Because it was all just downhill from there.
That was it.
Michael Jordan probably walked out and said to whoever convinced him to go, because he didn't want to go, thanks a lot for that crap. I'm never doing that again.
What a waste of a perfectly good
Thursday night. I could have been out smoking cigars and gambling and whatever I do. What a waste.
I mean, Michael doesn't even go to plenty Hall of Fame inductions. It took him like 20-some years for the State Hall of Fame to get him to show up so they could induct him.
Let's do some good clean emails. What do you got?
All right, my guys.
Flacco, my cracko.
I read today that Macaulay Culkin is in talks to star in a new Home Alone movie. And also see a while back that they may do another Grinch with Jim Carrey. And also a new Austin Powers movie is possible. What are your thoughts? Take care. Love the show. Greg.
My thoughts are that all this stuff is pretty sad. However, I think there's a way to do the Home Alone that makes sense. Actually, there's not, because Catherine O'Hara is dead. See, what I would have done.
Birdlady just died too. Did you see that?
Well, yeah, but now both parents
Fricker?
Are dead. John Hurd's dead.
Yeah.
Catherine O'Hara is dead. What I would have done.
Catherine O'Hara died too?
Yeah, she died.
She did? Oh,
just recently.
Yeah.
She died.
Dang it.
What I would have done is I would have, because I'm sure they're going to make it about Kevin and his family and his kids. That's boring. What I would do is just make the same movie, and Kevin is Macaulay Culkin now, but he's still playing a child. It's like the movie Clifford.
Clifford with Martin Short.
Martin Short is a grown man.
Yeah.
But he's playing a little boy.
Look at me like a real human boy.
And so you have the entire movie where it's just Macaulay Culkin is clearly just this grown man, but he's playing the boy part.
Boy, he would do.
That's comedy.
He would do really well at kicking those bad guys' asses, right? He could just
be shredded.
He could be shredded and kind of in Jason Statham like workout mode. Our new Macaulay. I don't know what Macaulay Culkin his workout regimen or what he looks like these days. I feel like he's in pretty good shape. He could just really just beating the ever living crap out of these guys.
Why do you assume he's in good shape?
I don't know. I feel like I've seen him recently, and he looked pretty good.
You know what I saw not too
Kieran
long ago?
Kieran Culkin's kind of gotten hotter with, you know, his role in Succession and some of these other things.
I was flipping around, and the movie My Girl was on.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that movie?
Yeah, I do. Dan Aykroyd's
Dan
in that,
Aykroyd
right?
was the father, and I forget the little girl's name.
I do, too.
She's best friends with Macaulay Culkin, and it's very sweet, and he dies. Spoiler alert, I'm sorry.
Stung by bees,
He gets
maybe?
Stung by bees, and he dies.
Death by bees.
And I think Dan Aykroyd owns a funeral home in the house.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And so they're having the funeral for this boy in the house, and then the little girl comes in, she sees him in the casket.
It's terrible. Awful.
Why is he wearing his glasses? He can't see without his glasses. What's all over his face? His face hurts.
And it's just, it's so sad.
Yeah.
Right? I'm watching this as an adult, and I understand this is acting. I get it. But you wonder why these kids get screwed up, because the director of this movie, who I have no idea who it was, is standing next to Macaulay Culkin, and this little girl says, "All right, Macaulay, in this scene, you're dead. All right? You're dead in a casket. I don't want to see you move. You're dead. Now, you little girl."
Just like that.
You're going to come in.
Howard Zeif,
and
when
he's
getting down on one knee,
this
explaining
is
that to Anna Chlumsky.
The worst moment of your life. Okay? And you're going to scream. You're going to see your friend dead. Okay? But if you do it well, we'll all get ice cream.
Okay.
You'd like that, wouldn't
you? You'd like
you?
Ice cream?
So really, go in there and give it the old college try.
And it's so devastating. No wonder why all these kids grow up and they're screwed in the head.
Is Macaulay really screwed in the head? Does he have
Macaulay
big problems?
Macaulay Culkin for a long time was screwed in the head. Remember his parents were stealing from him? He had to get emancipated from his family?
I don't remember all that.
Oh my God,
that
the
sucks.
Whole family was whacked.
Yeah. Well, he might have been the most sane one of all of them. They were just trying to bleed him from his success, right? Because the kid star. But you're right. Being a child movie star or TV star, I mean, they've done some documentaries about like the Nickelodeon or Disney kids and some of the stuff that was going on there.
Oh,
like
my
sick
God.
Stuff. And that's a different story, I know. But yeah, that would be a different type of life growing up, and who manages your money, how much... Do you think, are you getting taken advantage of? Like, a lot of that.
If this is just hitting me now because I'm getting older, or if because you're a parent, you see it through a different lens. But even if I know it's pretend, I don't like to see kids that upset. It bothers me. Because I know that they're being worked up to get upset, and it's totally unnecessary, and it bothers me. So I contend.
You contend.
I contend that adults should play little kids in every movie. I don't want to see little kids get upset.
But are you going to...
They're all adults.
Are you going to act like the kid?
Yeah. You can shrink them down, CGI.
Oh, you will? Like, do like the Tom Hanks Polar Express thing?
Sure.
But can we do like our own like Goo Goo Gaga, like kid voice? Like, can we...
Yeah, you can.
Are we going to CGI that as well?
You can pretend to be a kid, but I want to see adults play the children.
What would your like 9-year-old boy voice sound like?
Hi. Hi.
You're afraid right now.
Oh no.
Because you're out in the schoolyard.
Oh.
And Tommy Mazzulla and Frankie Fitz, they want to kick your ass. They want to steal your lunch money.
Why?
Because they don't like you, man.
No,
because you're the new kid in school.
I told my mommy I don't want to go to school today.
And Mrs. Luscious Lips over here, she's not going to be able to help you right now. Your favorite math teacher.
Too much Botox?
I don't know. Too much something.
Mm-mm.
And scene.
This boy has It's really brilliant. I think a lot of people will buy tickets for it.
I wasn't prepared. Throwing stuff at me.
Well,
willy-nilly.
You know what? You got to think on your feet. It's improv.
I got to make it in this business if you can't take it.
The whole movie is improv.
Another example of excellent journalism coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 10-minute delay due to a crash blocking the left lane on eastbound 33 at Hamilton Road, and some slower traffic on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio State Highway Patrol. paid training, medical, dental, and vision benefits, state retirement, take-home patrol cars, and tuition reimbursement. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is hiring troopers now. Text JOIN OSHP to 614-654-OSHP or call 1-866-TROOPER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by the Waterworks.
Daily on the Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant.
Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack.
Wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It's a good clean Wednesday. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. This is another example of fantastic journalism. And for once, I'm not picking on the Columbus Dispatch. We'll get back to that, I'm sure, very shortly. But I saw this. Written by Grace Rayner from The Athletic. All right, this was written yesterday at 2:20 p.m.
Okay.
A new voice will serve as the soundtrack for Washington football this fall, and she's set to make some history along the way. The University of Washington announced Tuesday that Elise Woodward will be the program's new radio play-by-play announcer starting with the 2026 season.
Okay, cool. Good for her.
Making her what is believed to be the first woman in the FBS to hold such a role. Now, it's almost like this author could have checked to see if Elise Woodward was indeed the first female radio play-by-play voice.
No.
Like I know this is going to bother a lot of you.
No.
God is a belief. However, this can be fact-checked. Even if you just sit back in your chair and say, hey, anybody ever hear of a chick doing football on the radio before?
Oh, so you just do like what Dom does when he's writing one of his sports casts.
All right.
Hey, what's the crew's record right now?
I'll take your word for it. Dom, there's a thing called Google. We can actually fact check this, making her what is believed to be the first woman in FBS to hold such a role.
Well, we don't know if she is.
I did check it out. I did my own research. And she will be the first woman. It's not believed to be. She will be. I confirm that.
Oh,
the writer of this story
couldn't do that.
Couldn't do it.
No, couldn't do that.
But I confirmed. I contend
She's
the only female play-by-play announcer in D1/FBS history.
What's a lot of work to get that?
It is.
Yeah.
If I'm an idiot,
you're writing the story. I mean, you're working for The Athletic, which is a New York Times company. Right? I mean, the New York Times, I still see this on the internet with the headline right there with their name attached to it. The headline is just believed to be first female radio play-by-play voice.
Believed to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Still there.
She is also the play-by-play voice for the Portland Fire in the WNBA. She's been a sideline reporter for the Huskies for more than 20 years. There you go. She also played basketball at Washington
from 93 to 97. Mm-hmm. Got her degree in communications, broadcast journalism.
She's done it all. And she's replacing former Fan host Tony Castricone, who had that job. And now he moves on to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play-by-play guy.
That's right, because Gene Deckerhoff, I believe, who was the Florida... I believe. He was
the
Florida State...
Why don't we confirm it?
He was the Florida State men's basketball and football broadcaster, I believe, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well. It's a busy gig.
You got an email for me?
I do. My GCBs.
Hey, you gack?
Yeah?
Yeah, here's your money.
This is a little update. Do you know what a share of Packers stock buys you guys? No worries if your team moving to the metropolis that is Hammond, Indiana. Go Pack, Ben.
Not really.
I do, if I did some looking into that, because we were talking about how little being a shareholder of the Green Bay Packers actually does for you.
It does nothing. You are entitled to nothing.
No.
You have a voice for nothing.
There must be something behind that where it's at least more difficult for the Packers to relocate because of how they have set that up, how they've structured the organization. Okay. It might not have as much to do with the shareholders, but there might be something to that where if we did some research about what team is least likely to ever relocate, I bet the Green Bay Packers would be at the top of that list. Would you not?
It's interesting.
Where their stadium is and how this setup is. I think it's got to do with if they ever sold, like the shareholders goes into like some kind of nonprofit where it goes to charitable organizations that were set up.
Now, I do know that for many, many years, the Packers would play one home game every single year in Milwaukee.
Oh.
Every year.
I don't remember that.
They'd play a game at County Stadium, a regular season
game. The old Brewers ballpark.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did all the shareholders back then vote for that? Yeah, I'd like to take one of our cherished home games and move it down to a baseball stadium in Milwaukee because that's where a lot of people live down there. Wonder if the shareholders okayed that. No?
Happy?
Hey, you gack?
Yeah?
Yeah, here's your money.
You know what I have here? Actually, you made these. I got some shalalalas here. You want to do some?
Yeah, let's do some shalalalas.
Let's do one. Because I have several here. Which one you want to start with?
Well, let's see. You can go with clip number 23.
Clip number 23.
You see, we're 23 deep. Basically, we thought it'd be funny to take, you know, different situations in sports that were awkward or not good and throw the family ties, sha-la-la-la, at the end
of
that.
Well, now we're out of time. Your description, your explanation.
Well,
we're out of time.
Well, let's just play radio here and say if that, like, 18 seconds of me doing the setup, maybe we didn't have time to play it in the first place. Now, did we there, Mike?
Probably right there, Timmy. Right, you are.
But maybe
we'll do it next.
Next.
And I have a story about how money can't fix trash. If you're trash, you'll always be trash.
And fix me.
And I have proof. You don't have any money? Stop it.
That's true.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to 71. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hello, Wolfgang here for my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. It was Ohio State's turn to speak at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago today. Head coach Ryan Day talked about his anticipation this year for quarterback Julian Sain.
When you look in his eye now, you see a different person. You see a different body. He's worked hard. He's gotten stronger. He's found his voice even more. And he's got a great look in his eye, and I think he's poised for a great season.
Training camp starting for both the Browns and the Bengals today. At the Browns camp, safety Grant Delpit reached agreement on a 3-year, $48 million contract extension. Bengals defensive end Shamar Stewart carted off the field with an apparent leg injury. Cleveland Guardians and Cincinnati face the Reds tonight. Columbus Clippers at home with Toledo. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company.
I saw a little update here. Teddy, have my thing on, too, because I want to go back to the Tony Romo situation.
Have my thing on.
Tony Romo, of course, the dash cam, body cam footage of his OWI arrest up in Wisconsin after his USGA event has been made public. This was good when he was doing the field sobriety test. Wanted to know if he had passed.
Did I pass this test?
You turn around?
No, I didn't, huh?
just a tip, huh, Jim?
I don't know, Jim. The one good post I've seen on social media is Jim Nance saying, Tony, how about some keys to this game? I'm not legally allowed to have keys there, Jim. That's pretty good. It's a good one that I've seen. I can't take credit for it. But I saw this little article from Sporting News that was retweeted. Tony Romo
breaking news,
told
Sporting
the police.
News still alive,
yeah, right?
I didn't know.
You remember Sporting News Radio?
I worked there.
Jesus, you did?
Yes.
Sporting News Radio.
I worked there. I produced and I did some sports updates.
Sporting News Flash. Was Tony Bruno their overnight guy? Where you play the low, like bumping music the entire show?
Tony Bruno was Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
He did the overnights and would do like the what's good with you. He was one of those what do you think about this kind of hosts. What's the deal with that kind of hosts.
Yeah, what's with those guys?
So, okay, back to the Romo thing. Shut up. It says Tony told police he was on his way to see grandma and grandpa when he was arrested. We talked about that.
Uh-huh.
Per publicly posted obituaries, all four of his grandparents appear to be deceased.
Oh, they're believed to be deceased.
They appear to be deceased. So this reporter may have looked at some dead bodies and opined that they are dead instead of in a weekend at Bernie's state.
In fairness to Tony Romo, he didn't say where he was going to see grandma and grandpa. Perhaps he was going to the cemetery.
Oh, the cemetery.
To see grandma and grandpa.
That
shit checks out.
You're right. What a topsy-turvy, that thing. What a good, clean boy he would be.
Absolutely.
That's why you need to talk to your lawyer. Tony, I got an idea. We are going to the cemetery. Ah, the cemetery. That's right.
It could have been his Grandma wife's loved the flowers. Grandparents, too, maybe. And he just considers them his grandparents.
We got options now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing. We're creating options, gentlemen.
Defense.
We can do that. We can do that. We can do this. We can beat this. Could beat that rap. Also, it's Wisconsin. I was out on the you ever played golf 36 holes in the sun? You ever see, we could show them pictures of Justin Rose, what he looks like after a day out at Augusta. You look like crap. You look disheveled. You don't know what planet you're on.
Of course he looks disheveled.
You're dehydrated. I haven't had a glass of water yet. Of course I look drunk. I've been playing golf. It sucks.
He refused the breathalyzer test. He failed the field sobriety test. What I tell my wife all the time, now she wouldn't do this because she's good and clean.
You can't pass a sobriety test anyhow.
That's the thing, is that my wife is so clumsy. Like, she can't walk a straight line dead sober. Like, she would fall down.
Sarah's the same.
She would appear drunk. If you ever get pulled over, you request the breathalyzer test. Say, don't make me walk that line because I will fail. Let me blow in the thing. Let me blow you.
Indeed. My wife doesn't even have working legs. How's she going to do a sobriety test? She takes a couple of steps, or her knee explodes.
Say, hey, Timmy.
Hey, Mike.
Money can't fix trash. So a guy named James Farthing of Georgetown, Kentucky.
Fart thing? Or Farthing?
Farthing.
The fart thing?
Farthing.
Hmm.
He won back in April $167.3 million in the Powerball.
Is he doing some good with it?
He's been arrested four times since he won the jackpot.
Well,
this latest
Wisconsin OWIs or like raping and pillaging and
this latest
stealing.
One is first degree strangulation.
Oh,
domestic violence related.
Okay,
he apparently was, as they say in the biz, choking a bitch. And but the good news is he bought his mom a house.
What is that from?
I don't
is know. Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch? Is that what that's from? is that what that's from?
I don't know, but I laugh.
That's from
laugh.
A show, people. I didn't. That's from a show. Quoting.
He's been arrested four times since his win, including an arrest on a separate offense in Florida, which took place days after his Powerball win. There he faces charges of battery on a law enforcement officer.
Oh, my God.
And resisting arrest after police say he kicked an officer attempting to break up an altercation between him and another person.
Wow.
He's a good, clean boy.
Wow.
And he, by the way, if you saw a picture of this guy, he looks exactly how he sounds.
So you don't think the money changed him?
No.
It was not a mo money, mo problems type of thing.
Nope, can't fix trash.
All right, you want some shalalalas before we go back to email time?
I didn't like your description of it. So here's the origin story of this.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, Family Ties, fine NBC show, they would run these promos during the week to get you to watch. And this is one of the promos that they ran. Tom Hanks was actually a guest star on this show.
He was a drunk uncle.
He was playing a drunk uncle.
Uncle Ed, don't do that. Hey, give me those.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone! What the hell are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry.
You get the hell out of my house.
You can still hear Tom Hanks hanksing. While the sha-la-la-la, but that's a very sad, very emotional
Very sad,
clip.
Very emotional, yeah. But then you play that sha-la-la-la, and everything's
makes a little
better.
Bit better. Yeah, makes it a little bit happier.
Thursday night on NBC. So
don't miss it.
We decided to take the sha-la-la-la and just put it after some awkward things in the world of
sports.
Let's begin.
Thanks a lot, and good luck the rest of the season.
Hey, look here. I know we're going off the air for a little bit, but I need 10 to 15 seconds to say to you, okay, look, I've never in my life tried to really go at you in your suits and stuff. Tonight, I am stressing to you. You take this outfit home, and you burn it. We don't want to see this. I know you don't double back with outfits. I've never seen you in an outfit twice, but you take this right here. I don't care if it's Versace, name brand.
It costs Saia.
Saia, I don't care. You take this, and you burn it.
There's not any part I can keep?
No, nothing. So when you get done with this, you should be butt-ass naked. This should be burned, okay? It's good to see you, like always. In the shoes, too. Just burn them, okay? Just burn it. Don't ask no questions. Just burn the red socks, which the people can't see at home. Take all this, handkerchief, lime thong, all that. Burn it, okay?
Fire cell?
Burn it. Right. Gasoline, kerosene, either one. Okay? Tell Ernie, Kenny, say hello. Give my best to Charles in a minute.
It's good. The late, great Craig Sager. Little moment he had with Kevin Garnett. Didn't like what he was wearing. I like that one. What's next?
Let's see.
After the game, when you got to your room, you took a shower in your uniform and dried it and dropped on the commercial airline the next day.
Who are you, with Jed Clampett?
No,
that's why you had to let him finish.
Come on. Have you ever heard of this in your life, Clark? Well, how are y'all cleaning y'all uniform? Y'all playing in fucking uniforms?
No, somebody.
Washing a dryer or someone else. Yeah, when you're flying the next morning.
You can clean your uniform without showering in it.
Well, that is
possible.
After,
you can actually clean it without showering in it.
In it. You don't y'all have to have it on.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no, but it's easier to do it that way.
It is easy
to do it that way.
I think that was actually Greg Gumbel who snapped the most at that, which is makes it even better because he's more like the straight-laced guy. Clark Kellogg in that clip, too.
So Charles Barkley would take
a shower
showers with his uniform on in an effort to clean the uniform.
Yes, yes, and they rightfully were trying to get to the bottom of that. Like, what the hell, dude? There are people that do that.
You kill two birds with one stone. Well, I do.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, like... Going out to eat.
Well, it is. I mean, you did probably go winless.
Right.
0-18 in the ACC.
Well, we went to Shoney's once. That was pretty good.
I reached my hand in there and got myself a lollipop.
Hello, everyone. Well, the Ball State softball team continued to play this weekend, and they were hoping to continue off of their straight 3 out of 4 losses. And so we'll take a look and see how that happened. They started off good, but then eventually the Ball State women's team shut down and ended up doing poorly. Oh, no.
Do the next one real quick.
All right.
Next one.
Switching to Ball State men's tennis, it seems last week player on. It seems every week they. Switching to Ball State men's tennis, it seems last week player on. It seems every week they have a player.
Is that where he's mouthing? I'm so sorry.
He is. You got to play the next one then.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you got to.
All right. Right now?
Yeah.
All right.
Do it.
The Indiana Pacers are looking for a measure of revenge tonight against the New Jersey Nets and to strengthen their playoff hopes. The Nets won the last Sunday's matchup 94-85, which left the Pacers one game behind the Chicago in the seventh series spot. Let's check out the highlights. Steven Jackson's David. Reggie Miller's looking good. He shoots a three, and it's good. Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
Passes it to the man.
Passes it to the man. Reggie Miller's looking good.
He ain't lying.
No, Reggie Miller is looking good.
Looking good.
Build off of that.
Pass to the man.
Gets a rebound, and it's good.
Philly sports fans are already pissed off at LeBron. I'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 5-minute delay due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking the center lane on eastbound 70 downtown near Livingston Avenue. And we've got a couple-minute holdup on southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Cemetery Road to Roberts Road. This report is sponsored by your local Rude Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely. Unless you're a certified Rude Pro Partner and fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Upgrade to a high-efficiency Rude system at RudeColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
In the old
those days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are looking good across central Ohio for the rest of the week. Overnight tonight, clear down to 58. On Thursday, dry, sunny, and 83. Friday starts with a lot of sunshine, then clouds increase in the afternoon. The high, 86 on Saturday, dry early, then a 50% chance of storms in the afternoon, and 81. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight!
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
We're going to tell you why Philly is apparently already pissed off at LeBron. Why would that be? That's in a minute. But first, I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. We talked about how they can help in the areas of low testosterone. They're experts at that. The other thing, it's a big one. It's a big one. ED. Ed. You know what that is?
Ed.
Ha! Erectile dysfunction.
Just mess you up.
Imagine what that can do to your sex life. Like, you're getting ready. You love your significant other. You like to, you know, show her that love. You get to the moment, and it's like one of those like toys, like when we were kids, you'd like flip it upside down, it just goes, it makes that sound effect. What do they call that? Like a tube giggle stick or whatever?
Tube giggle stick.
Yeah.
That's right. Go into your local toy store. They don't have toy stores anymore.
There's toy stores.
Go to Target and say, excuse me, can you get me the tube giggle stick?
Give me the giggly, just make that sound effect. And when you go into Tri-State Men's Health, say,
they'll know exactly what you're talking
about.
And
then they'll look at you and they'll go,
yes, sir.
They'll go, see, you get treatment for them for your erectile dysfunction. Like you, boing, it pops back up. It's ready to go. That's what they do for you. Just go to tristatemenshealth.com is where you take a look around to get that first appointment. They're using advanced medical science. They're empowering male performance with therapies that go well beyond the crappy pills you read about. Some treatments have success rates over 90%, and some can have you last an hour or more.
Dear God.
So the first visit, $99. You get the consult, the TMPSA test, and the dose. And if it doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. TriStateMensHealth.com.
So the people of Philadelphia, they're very proud of their city, their region. And I'm sure they're very excited to get LeBron. But according to Charles Barkley, he's talking to a bunch of Sixers fans. And because he just stands out on the street corner. He actually stands there with the guy who dresses up as Ben Franklin. And just talks to people.
Charles wears old Sixers uniform.
Yeah.
He's doing that.
And was on the GLP-1s. Now he can fit into it again.
Oh, yeah.
And he says that Sixers fans are upset because they've learned that LeBron is not going to live in the area at all. As a matter of fact, he's going to helicopter in from New York City.
Can you imagine
for
that?
For practices and games. So he's
all,
not even
going to... All of it.
All of it. It's not even like, oh, I'm going to rent a place and I'll stay there. And no, he's not even going to stay in the city. He said, I'd rather die than spend one night in this city. I'm going to chop her back. Get to the chopper.
I want to go to that team. And I'm even signing not a one-year deal. And who knows if he's going to play the second year, whatever. But I'm going to sign a two-year deal because I want to go to this city and play for this team, this franchise. I don't even want to go back home. To Ohio. I don't want to go to Cleveland and play with Donovan Mitchell, who just minted a nice new deal and has a good team. They're making deep runs into the playoffs. Maybe I actually help them as an old man, still averaging a little over 20 points per game and probably 7 or 8 rebounds and 7 or 8 assists. Still doing a pretty damn good job for my age. No, I'm going to go to Philly, but I'm going to commute in from New York. I initially thought like that's a must be nice type of thing. Then I thought, no. Like, it's still, like, got to be close to an hour helicopter ride. It's not that close.
No, it's not.
And it depends on what you
helicopter ride.
What you deem close, but it's not.
I got to look that up now.
It's not like from Cedar Point to
45 minutes,
Cleveland or something.
Well, then you got to figure.
Yeah, 45 minutes?
The time to drive to the airport because even though LeBron is LeBron, he doesn't have a chopper pad.
Like right above his apartment.
His Manhattan penthouse,
although
right?
Maybe they do. So I don't know. Maybe he lives in a building that has a pad on top.
You got to go to the airport. You got to get in the helicopter. You got to fly over there. What a pain in the ass that is.
Do you think that's the helicopter is going to land like in the parking lot? I mean, they do have a pretty vast parking lot because they have a complex where it's the link, I think, as they call it, the new football stadium, new-ish. And then the
maybe he lands on the field.
Maybe, or at least like on the parking lot right next to it, you probably would land. But still, I think it would be a lot easier to just live in a lavish penthouse somewhere close. Close to where work is going to be.
No, he can't.
And then
do that.
I can have a driver just take me. I'll leave 20 minutes before practice starts. We'll get there right on time. Or, you know what I mean? I'll get there 30 minutes early, but we'll leave accordingly and it'll be simple.
And weather, too. I mean, if it's has a thunderstorm coming in or if it's too windy, you have to deal with those conditions as well.
What if he can't get there in time?
That's he'll have to look ahead at the forecast because he may have to take a, I don't know, can you take the train from New York City.
Can you imagine LeBron getting on the train?
No.
Yes.
No. Do you think you can get a private train?
All right, I got a couple more for you. Awkward moments with a little sha-la-la-la after it.
A lot of talk has been maybe it would be kind of interesting how Beanie Wells might be a kid that comes and prevents that from happening, as in keeping it the only, as Archie Griffin still, the only Ohio State guy ever done that. What's your thoughts on Wells and the type of season that he's going to have this year?
Well, Beanie Wells is a fine American.
If you can't remember who that is or don't know who that is good clean boy over there. That's Timmy Hall from your time in Raleigh, North Carolina. Man, it's a wonder you got fired at that job.
I'm actually not much better than the Ball State kid. And I'm working at a real radio station right there.
Thank you very much, Timmy. Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank you, man. Let's get it done tonight. That's
absolutely
all I want.
Absolutely. Get a win, CB. Thank you for everything. We give you next to Jody Shelley and Bob Magella, Inside Edge, next up on The Fan.
Tough times. Tough times
tough
for us broadcasters.
Bob Magella get too.
Tough day for him. Little ode for Bob right there. That was totally random how that played at this time.
Conference championship weekend in college football. Ohio State getting ready to take on the Wisconsin Badgers tonight. Excuse me. Had a little Paul Keels action right there. Badgers tonight.
No, you didn't have a little Paul Keels action. You didn't. Teddy, do you have me on? I like this one that I found, an older one we played. This is a Shaq here.
Last question right here.
Shaq, let's just say that a snake bit your mom right up here, right in the chest area. Would you be willing to suck the venom out to win the title?
No, but I will with your wife.
That was great on both ends. First of all, I appreciate the stupid question.
It was.
Second of all, I love the answer.
Well done. Well done, gentlemen. You all passed.
There was a, I forget what it was, Pat Riley. Who was coaching? I forget if he was still with the Lakers or if he moved down to the Heat, whatever it was.
Okay, old Pat Riley.
Playing the Bulls in the playoffs. And Mike North, old Chicago radio guy, who actually stole my guy from, because he'd say that all the time about everybody.
Really?
Oh, my guy!
Okay.
And he's in the press conference, and he looks at Pat Riley and says, Pat! If you could guarantee that you win the championship, would you shave your head? Pat Riley just stared at him. Didn't say anything. It was awkward, but funny. No retort, nothing. That Shaq retort was great. Pat Riley should have come back with something.
Like what? No, but I'd shave my nuts? I mean, what?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Right?
It's not bad.
Good. You can't see my nuts. So I'll shave those.
No, but I could shave your wife's head.
I'd shave your wife's
probably
nuts.
Probably already shaved because she's a Nazi. Right? Shithead.
And then you say, my wife's dead, Pat.
Oh.
And the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Name dropping with Jeff. Speaking of dead, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
That too. Name dropping.
coming up.
Name dropping.
Name dropping. Sha la la la.
You're being ridiculous. You're being ignorant.
Hey, you gack.
Yeah?
Yeah, here's your money.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. I talked to Rimmer today. He sounds a little sicky.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
Well, it's too, well, he, you know, he doesn't have to do it.
Yes, he does.
He knows that, right?
He has to do it.
Why?
When he's dead,
what?
He's going to make us get a Ouija board
do we
and
even,
do it that way.
What do we even talk about? We don't even get a name dropped half the time. Oh, no, not today.
My nurse, Paloma.
Dr. Van Nostrand, right?
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic causing a five-minute holdup on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. And you're also hitting stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Still sleeping on that old bed? Mattress Firm's sleep experts can help you choose the perfect upgrade. They'll guide you every step, answering your questions. Shop today and save big during the best sale of the year. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole with 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports. Hamilton Road by the airport.
Our guy Rims joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rimmer.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Rims, I'm reading some quotes here from John Tortorella. He said he was very disappointed that he was not brought back to coach next year for Vegas. He's 68 years old. Says, I want to coach, and I want to coach now. It's not a question of, is he going to get another job? He probably will, based on the performance that Vegas had, almost winning the cup. But John Tortorella is almost 70. He's accomplished it all. He's been around. He's won a cup. He's done it all. And yet he still is motivated, still wants to do this. You've been around broadcasting a long time, and I'm not even talking about the hockey world. It can be any sport that you've been around because you're a longtime baseball guy, too. Who is the most competitive person that you were ever around or covered as a member of the media?
What a question.
That's a great, great, great question. Does it have to be a coach? Could it be a player?
No, it can be anybody. It can be a player, whatever, general manager, whatever.
Well, back in my days in Montreal, and this is a player from bygone years, he was general manager of the Minnesota Wild when the Blue Jackets joined the league with Minnesota together, Doug Risebrough. You couldn't talk to him, and he was a friend. All right. We were same age. My wife, for crying out loud, helped arrange his wedding, his wife's, Marilyn and Doug's wedding. You could not talk to Doug for, I'd say, a week after a Montreal loss. And they didn't lose that often. I mean, they were the Buckeyes of the National Hockey League in the late 70s. And I'll take it a step further, and it's in my new book. He was very close with Glenn Sather, the longtime general manager and coach at Edmonton, and then later with the New York Rangers. And they were very, very close. And there was the Battle of Alberta. Timmy's talked about that with us before, Calgary-Edmonton. And they had a major brawl, and Risebrough was right in the middle of it. He took Marty McSorley's jersey, and I remember as if it was yesterday, took Marty McSorley's jersey into the penalty box with him and shredded the jersey. And Glenn Sather called me because he knew Risebrough and I were great friends and said, you got to talk to your buddy because we're sending him a bill for that jersey. It was an authentic game used jersey and we're sending him a bill. Of course, later on, he said to me, hey, when your buddy's willing to come around, I'd like him to come join me in Edmonton. And he did go to Edmonton after the Minnesota situation went the wayside for him and went to work for Glenn Sather in Edmonton. Player-wise, for sure. Manager in baseball, Earl Weaver.
Yeah.
Earl Weaver. Yeah.
Orioles,
Earl
baby.
That was something. That was something. John Davidson's calling me, but see, you guys are more important. I'll get to JD later.
Thanks.
That's really not kind of you.
Well, new senior advisor. I'm not missing time with you two for John Davidson. I can talk to him anytime.
Yeah, the new senior advisor for the Buffalo Sabres.
Everybody's going to
the Buffalo Sabres to make sure that they win a cup, and we don't. I understand. But no, Jeff, we had some news that dropped today. Obviously wanted to get your take on this, being a broadcaster for a long time for different sports too, but a long time in the National Hockey League. Bitter news for our guy Bob McGilligott, but the Jackets, not the first one to do this. We're going to have simulcast broadcast now, so the TV crew, Mears and Jody Shelley, they will be heard on the radio. I mean, what are your thoughts on it? And I know just the broadcaster in you has to be thinking about, okay, how would I do this? How would I maybe shift or adjust what I do so it makes sense for both?
Broadcasting-wise, yeah, it's a situation where you've got to have in your mind that you're not only dealing with a television audience, and when Jody does highlights, you can't say, hey, take a look at this, just walking in inside the blue line. Now watch the cross-ice pass. He's got to be cognizant of the radio listeners and respectful, and he will be. Jody catches on quickly. I have no issue with Jody whatsoever. I feel bad for Bob. Unfortunately, this business is changing. I got a phone call after the announcement was made from Chuck Caton, who lost his job to a simulcast in Carolina. There are other teams in the National Hockey League that are doing it. It's becoming more and more prevalent in basketball, and obviously that's another key sport. It's unfortunately the sign of the times. It's expensive to run these franchises, and unfortunately, decisions are made, right or wrong, they're made, and you have to respect what the Blue Jackets have done. Certainly you feel for Bob, and I think he'll land on his feet because he's a talented guy, and where he's got an advantage, the guy's also a pretty good baseball broadcaster. And in fact, I tried to help Bob years ago when he was working in Syracuse doing the crunch and doing baseball for the minor league team, tried to help him in Florida with the Marlins. And in fact, our general manager down there that was very, very close with, I put a word in for Bob. This is well before he ever came. So I'm talking 20 years ago, well before he ever even came to Columbus. And he spent 17 years with the Blue Jackets. And I think Bob will land on his feet. It's a tough day for him and certainly for all of his fans seeing the Blue Jackets go to a simulcast. But as I say, it's happening more and more in the industry.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Buddies, Buyers Imports by the airport. You want to talk about your buddies, Rims?
Oh, yeah. Buyers Imports, right there on Hamilton Road. And along with other great things that they've got at Buyers Imports, 1.9% interest on all 2026 Subaru Outbacks for up to 75 months. Did you know that Buyers Subaru has been a Subaru dealer longer than any other dealer in the U.S.? That's because they've got a lot of practice taking good care of their customers. Again, right now, they're fully stacked. Great selection of 2026 all-new Outbacks. And that deal, 1.9% for up to 72 months. I dare you to compare with Buyers Imports by the airport.
Rims, we brought this up earlier today. What are you hearing about a long-term deal with Adam Fantilli?
Getting close. I was real happy, and I'm glad you brought that up because since we last talked, both Jet Greaves and Cole Sillinger came to three-year deals with Don Waddell and the Blue Jackets. Glad to see that. They're both integral and key parts. I think Cole Sillinger, who's really excited, I was texting with him after he signed. He's really excited to get back to Columbus and start preparing for what he hopes will be a much better season for the Jackets. He said, matter of factly, this summer's been too long, and I'm ready to get back and get ready for the season and drop the puck for the start of the year. Jet Greaves, what a wonderful kid. Extremely excited, unbelievably respectful. And to my surprise, I told you guys last week that it's now kind of changed and players do not go to the arbitration. He, having been in Toronto, and his agent, of course, there, invited him to join him for the arbitration. But fortunately, on the steps, walking up to that building, why the two sides were able to meet and get a deal done and avoid arbitration. So the Jackets' record remains perfect as far as no arbitrations.
You hit on a bunch of the guys that just signed there, Jeff, and Silly's an interesting one. I really didn't believe, or I was shocked to see that he'd been with the club for five full seasons at this point. And he came in kind of hot. You know, we were bad in that year in 21-22, but he's been rather consistent. I mean, fourth line center, like, this is probably, he's probably about like his peak. Do you see him, you know, producing more points wise? Because you look at center and you got to believe that can be a strength of your team now with Fantilli and Monahan. We know he's got a different level, and Charlie Coyle he played wonderfully when you got him in there, and you had to love what Coyle was bringing with his size and his physicality to the game.
Let me give you a bit of a prediction. Number one, Cole has more to give, and he knows it, and he wants to improve, and I think he will. And he's not necessarily relegated to the fourth line. He played very effectively with Coyle and Olivier as the third line. So let's not peg him into that fourth line just yet. Timmy, let's see how things develop over training camp.
Yeah, don't peg him, Timmy.
I didn't mean to peg.
Stop pegging him.
Okay.
All right.
We love you, Timmy.
You got any names for us, Rims, before I let you go?
Well, I wanted to bring this up last week, you know, again, in preparation for the book and words getting around. I got a phone call from Gene Ubriaco, who was a former Penguins coach when Mario Lemieux played there, albeit briefly. He also was a coach in Baltimore when I was there for the Skipjacks, and a member of the team. And he called me before last week's show, and he said, Jeff, I hear you got a book out. Tell me about it. And yada, yada, yada. I'm sure, and I hope you're talking about the Skipjacks. And I said, very little. And he asked me if I talked about Steve Carlson. Do you guys know who Steve Carlson is?
No, I know who Steve Carlton is.
Steve Carlton, the pitcher for the
Steve
Phillies.
Carlton, you're gonna know here in a minute, because Steve Carlson and Jack Carlson are two of the three Hanson brothers in Slapshot.
Oh, all right.
And Steve Carlson, I should have put this in the book, but Steve Carlson played for the Baltimore Skipjacks for years. He then became an assistant coach and just a wonderful guy. He's kind of down in the dumps, and I'm trying to reach out to him. I've got a phone number for him now, and he's gone through some health issues. But, the boys are still making a lot of money off the movie and off the Hanson brothers, and I'm happy for them. And Steve, just a wonderful guy, a great family, and still lives in the Midwest.
I'm still waiting for my printed copy of the book, Rims. When am I going to get it?
I'll talk to the publisher. I've got a refined copy just yesterday and gave my blessings for it. So now it's officially going to print, and I hope by the end of next week it's going to be available for pre-order. I'll update you next week. Pre-order on Amazon and jeffrimmer.com. In fact, if you go to jeffrimmer.com, probably not today, but early next week, there'll be a link right to Amazon, and you can combine two with one, because there'll be some little extra stuff on the rimmer.com from what the publisher tells me, and maybe some contests as well.
Thank you, Rims. We'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 10-minute delay on westbound 161 between Beach Road and Hamilton Road. And we've got a couple-minute holdup on southbound 270 from Cemetery to Roberts Road on the West Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new Hottest Fire Chicken Sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Nice. Being ranked as the third best linebacker, is that appropriate after just 1 year in your mind?
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common man Timmy, happy Wednesday to you.
I just saw some Bengals news. Shamar Stewart. First round pick from last year, and had some injuries last year, and had the contract situation, had one sack in eight games.
4.5 sacks at Texas A&M.
But he was carted off the field during the first day of training camp today. He was spotted with a protective leg brace on his left leg and was on crutches. So,
man,
that doesn't sound good.
And even like without the injuries, I think there could have been a chance where this was a flop. Because, boy, the Bengals sure know how to pick him, right? I mean, they've had good drafts. I got it. Like, they had Jamar Chase, and that was a solid pick. But it seems like a lot of their defensive, you know, and offensive line selections
bad.
Don't do anything. Thank God they went and got Boye Mafe in free agency, and Dexter Lawrence and John Allen. That was one of the big spots on the whole football team that they were trying to retool, Mike.
why did you toss it to me like that?
I don't know.
Why did you do that?
I just wanted to see your face.
What's your thoughts on the Bengals?
Yeah, I agree, Timmy. Yeah. I think that's wonderful anal assist right there. Wonderful.
Your face. Retool. Hey,
I'll retool
Mike.
You. Mason Rudolph will begin camp as the Steelers' number two quarterback. Of course, Will Howard is there. Drew Aller is there. Him too. Aller.
He's got nude photos of somebody.
Mason Rudolph.
How
I know.
The hell is he keep getting the top backup gig anywhere? He sucks.
Did you hear what they said about Drew Aller this offseason?
He sucks too.
They had to rebuild him.
Retool him.
Like, not even retool him. They had to rebuild his mechanics. And like, watching him throw football right now is a disaster.
I don't think that's a good thing.
I think it's bad. Mike?
I agree. Hey, Adrian Peterson's going to enter the Vikings Ring of Honor on November 9th. Timmy?
Well, you know, I didn't appreciate the way that he would beat his son with a stick. I thought that was bad. Beam? You do that to Willie?
It's called a switch, actually.
I like to just call it what it is.
Hey, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I want to.
I know you want to.
I can't do it.
Mike? Ever slap your daughter around?
No, can't say that I have. Thought about it, though.
Many times. Yeah, what's up?
What's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Guys, coming up on the Buckeye Show, two full hours. Justin Zwick is hanging out with me this evening. Television's Adam King, who apparently we learned is going to Vegas right after this.
Yeah.
Tonight, he's going to join us at 6:30. Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row at 7:30. Bunch of Buckeye Sound, Ryan Day Sound for Media Days, Tim.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on the
Thanks,
Fan.
Thanks, Beam.
Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I forgot to ask Beamer, did you hear the little song that Jack sang about Liv, the demise of Liv today?
No.
Yeah. Jack Nicklaus was so excited that Liv canceled their final event of the season.
Oh, just wait until next year. It's going to be grandiose and better than ever.
Are you going to invest?
Oh, yeah.
Take some of your hard-earned fan money?
Investors? Possibly you.
could be
hey,
one
John
of those.
Rahm, did you think about investing any money? No.
Could be one of the lucky ones. We could certainly help keep a fledgling golf tour afloat. Mike?
But when I think of Jack Nicklaus, I think of good power punk. Mm. All right, so he decided to write a song and sing it himself about Liv being dead.
Booth, velvet smoke, but the fans saw through the joke. Thought they'd blow the game to bits. Horny Phil said, show your tits. Dustin Johnson cashed his check. Cameron Smith said, what the heck? The fans saw through your disguise. Go ahead and tell your little lies. Your little kingdom hit the floor, and the Saudis hit the door. Say goodbye, say goodbye. Liv is gone, about to die. Say goodbye, say goodbye. John Rahm just wants to cry. Say goodbye, say goodbye. The only game you couldn't buy. Say goodbye, say goodbye. Liv is gone, about to die. Bryson's choking on his tears. A punchline for all his peers. Patrick Reed is kind of fat. Rory didn't fall for that. TV networks took a pass. Greg Norman landed on his ass. It's a miracle you lasted this long. I hope you losers like my song. The fans saw through your disguise. Go ahead and tell your little lies. Your little kingdom hit the floor, and the Saudis hit the door.
Say goodbye, say goodbye.
Liv is gone, about to die.
Say goodbye, say goodbye.
John Rahm just wants to cry.
What'd you think, Beamer?
Nice job, Jack.
Yeah, Jack really worked hard
say
on that.
Say goodbye.
Big flogging Molly guy.
Yeah, Jack. Absolutely.
Yeah, it did have a little bit of that Irish rock flair to it. I bet Rory's going to be a big fan of that song. Good job, Jack.
Back to you, Tim.
Mike, what do you think of that tune?
That was pretty good.
Mike had the show to, yeah, that too. Yeah.
Well, hell yes, I have a prosthetic arm. I must have murdered his wife, right?
Wish someone with one arm would come in and murder me right now.
Good show, guys.
Hold on.
You got it.
The load-bearing walls, they're not going to come down.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
That's an extra one for you, Care. I already did that.
He's a dandy. He's a real fancy boy.
See you tomorrow. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan. Beamer?
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving slow and causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to 71. And there's about a 10-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/visionzero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, it's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
You know what they say, four wheels move the body, but two wheels move the soul.
Poetry, mate.
But don't think my motorcycle or my soul will be moving anytime soon. Got a flat tire.
Ah, that's all right. You ride with Geico Motorcycle Insurance and got their 24/7 emergency roadside service. They'll get you back on the road.
Ah, beautiful saying. You come up with that?
It's not a saying. It's a Geico motorcycle policy.
Tomato, tomato.
It feels good to ride with help. It feels good to Geico. Emergency roadside service is optional coverage.